This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 9th. God's word to you today is schedule and practice. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 142, verses 5 and 7, and it says, "Then I pray to you, O Lord. I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Bring me out of prison so I can thank you. The godly will crowd around me, for you are good to me." I used to be a workaholic, but now I'm a recovered workaholic. I know some people still believe that I'm a workaholic. My colleagues probably still think I am one, but I'm not. I used to be a work junkie, so bad that the only way people could get my attention was to send me instant messages. Sometimes, even though I'm in the same building or sitting in the same room with the person, but my face is buried in my computer and I'm working. In those days, it was the Yahoo Messenger everyone was using for instant messaging. The message pops up on my screen. I reply and continue working. Something else comes up and I get another instant message and I respond. So we're in the same building and sometimes less than 5 meters away, but we were communicating with instant messenger. Then it dawned on me that there was something wrong with the equation. So I chose to close my laptop and walk up to the person, look into their eyes and say, "Talk to me." That was my very first step to recovery. You have to be brutal. If you're not brutal, you will not achieve many things. And by being brutal, I mean being brutal because you do not want to be rested. I pray that God will help you in Jesus' name. To limit discouragement, I must schedule leisure desperately, and I must practice encouragement. There is something unique about the person who is an encourager. Think about your unit, your department, your office, and your circle of friends. Naturally, every group has an encourager. That is how God set it up. In fact, God wants everybody to be encouragers. But there's usually someone in the group that goes around encouraging people. You will notice that everybody wants to be around that person. Nobody wants to be around people that are not encouragers. Have you noticed? Beginning from today, you will be an encourager. Say amen. Amen. Proverbs 11 verse 25 says, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." People that are encouragers never lack encouragement. We all can do with some encouragement. Everybody needs some encouragement. Everybody. Ephesians 4 verse 29 says, "Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." The Bible did not say, "Let some of the things you say be," or "Let a lot of the things you say be." The Bible says, "Let everything you say be good and helpful." Let us pray. Father, beyond encouraging myself in the Lord and in the place of rest, help me also build up those around me with encouraging words. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.